watching and waiting. I was filled the day I got saved. I've been filled with His goodness. I get lost. How many know what it means to get lost? Lost. Lost. Lost in His love. Somebody shout. Somebody shout.
The Nigerian-European Diaspora Summit 2019 is just at the corner. From the 25th to 27th April, Nigerian citizens from all over Europe are converging in Almere in the Netherlands for the Nigerian-European Diaspora Summit. This is a moment you cannot afford to miss. All Nigerian professionals, all Nigerian businessmen and women, and all Nigerian NGOs are expected to be in this conference. The theme for the conference is mobilizing diaspora human capital and providing policy framework for a united homeland engagement. So we are calling all the Nigerians who are living in Europe to make their way to Almere from the 25th to the 27th of this April. Venue is at the Royal Event Center, Transistor Strat number 60, postcode 1322CG in Almere. This event has the full endorsement of the Nigerian Embassy. Guess what? We have a side attraction, which is boat cruise and gala night. You are not going to miss anything at all. So go now at www.thegreatnigerianeuropeandiasporasummit2019.nl and register. Or you can go to nidoeurope.org and make more inquiries, or give us a call on 0684-606-550 should you need more information. We are looking forward to seeing all Nigerian organizations and all Nigerian citizens in Almere come 25th to 27th April. Eggs, but it's important. Others, they want to do something by themselves, but no, somebody must enable them. Somebody has to help them because some parts of their bodies are not functional. But you and I, we are awake today and we can do the things we want to do. It calls for us to rejoice. It calls for us to be grateful. It calls for us to know that there is a mighty force governing our life. Apostle, are you ready, please?
Now, good morning once again, ladies and gentlemen. This is Apostle Larry Dokuna. We're coming to you right now on the airwaves of Radio Razo, transmitting 105.2 MHz ETA, 103.8 on cable. I just want to bring a short word of exhortation as we prepare to launch into our feature program this morning. As you know, a good foundation would always make sure that you have a good structure. So if you want your day to be blessed and to be fulfilled, then let's give ourselves a foundation by looking at the Word of God. I want to share briefly on what I title the abundant life. Now, I want to take my text this morning from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 10. John chapter 10, and the 10th verse says, "The thief cometh not except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly." Now, this last phrase is suggestive of something. It's suggestive that it is possible to have life, but the life is not in abundance. When you talk about something being in abundance, you are implying that it's in excess, it's in overflow. So is it possible that there are people today who are living on this earth and yet they don't have life to the full or to the max? Of course, you don't have to look far. You have your people who are surviving, merely surviving, people who are just trying to manage from day to day. They are either infirm or they have issues that are bugging them. I just saw in the flash on the internet that a certain elderly man who is seeking to end his life, but he's been denied the opportunity to end his life. So clearly, he thinks he's had enough of living on this earth, but the law will not permit him. Now, there are all kinds of issues playing out. But the question is, are you having what is called abundant life? Now, what the text, the verse that I just quoted was spoken by Jesus. He said that the thief comes except, the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, or to destroy. There is somebody who comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. A killer obviously takes life. So that killer is also referred to as a thief and also as a destroyer. Okay, so I just like the part which says that, "But I have come that they might have life and have it in abundance." I want to suggest to you the words of Jesus, which says that it is possible to have life and to have it in abundance. Now, let's take this illustration. If you take a cup and you put water in a cup, you have water, all right. You have water, but it is in a cup. It is a measure. It is a limited quantity. Now, if I take you to the sea or to the beach or to the riverside, you still have water. But what? It is in a vast quantity of volume. You see, so there's a difference between, you have both, in both places, water, but one is abundant and the other is not abundant. Are you getting the picture? So Jesus is saying that, "I have come, and the reason I've come is to give people abundant life." The question is, do you have this abundant life? Like I said earlier, there are people who have life, but their life is not what it's supposed to be. It is limited. It is filled with all kinds of issues. The life is not flowing. They are not flowing through life, or life is not flowing through them smoothly and enjoyably and comfortably and peaceably. Then there's an issue. That is why I would like to strongly suggest that you consider the offer of Jesus when he says, "I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." Let me maybe give you another quotation of another statement of Jesus, and perhaps that might help you to understand that there is more than meet the eye. There is more into this life than we see and treat or handle every day. Look at what he says in John chapter 1. He says, from verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God." Now, the Word here is a term, a reference to a personality. So it is written here in that manner. The Word, W-O-R-D. So the Word was in the beginning. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, it goes on to say, "The same was in the beginning with God." So the Word being referred to here is a person or a deity if you like. So the same was in the beginning with God. Then it says verse 3, all things were made by him. By who? The word. And without him was not anything made that was made. Now, I like the verse 4 because it says, in him, that is in the word, there is somebody who is being referred to as the word. So if you follow the scripture here, there's somebody who is being referred to as the word, because it says, in him was life. The life was the light of men. Wow. So in a person that is being referred to here was life. So clearly, this is an account of a man who wrote this text, who had been with Jesus, and he's giving a testimony of what he has seen and what he has known about the man called Jesus. So clearly, any man or woman who will be going through this life without any connection or contact with this man, who is called the Word, who also has life in him, who gives abundant life, then that person will be living an unfortunate life, an incomplete life, and I would say life without real or true meaning. And so, I want to suggest strongly, just in case your life is not to the max, or your life is not flowing the way it must be, you must seriously consider this offer being made by Jesus. He says, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You see, our lives can be, you know, confronted or plagued with all kinds of issues. But the fact is that, let me use my water in a baker and water in a river as an example. Now, when the sun is shining and you put the cup of water in the open, a lot of things happen. First of all, if the sun is shining, the heat will be draining the water from the cup. And so the water, little by little, begin to reduce. What else can happen? Apart from the heat, you might have, I'm just trying to remember what, but all kinds of things. So the heat can take the water, and before you know, if you give it some time, the water in that cup will go down. You get a picture? So something, let's assume that water in the baker is life. So you as a person, you have been born, you have been given a full measure of life in the cup. But then, as time goes by, the water in that cup begins to go down because heat is happening, all kinds of things are happening, and the level of the life in that container is going down. Now, if you compare that with the river, where there is an abundant supply, you know, the river flows and another flows in place, another flows in place. So the water in that river cannot dry up as fast as the one in the baker. So clearly, one is abundant and the other is limited.
Yes.
That is really what it is. Jesus said, when I give you life, your life will be in abundance. So somebody who has a limited amount of life, and yet you are going through hassles, you are going through sickness, you are going through challenges, I can guarantee you that your life will drain out quicker and faster than the one who is connected to the source of abundant life. So this statement Jesus is making is deep and it's worth considering, because when you are connected, you are not connected to the source of life, your life will drain out fast.
Exactly.
We have heard of people, sometimes young, sometimes just in midlife, sometimes just about to start life, before you know, a sickness attacks, before you know, some trouble, some heavy problem comes, and then their lives are terminated. The benefit of being connected with the source of abundant life is that he does more for you than replenishing your life all the time. He does more for you than just making sure you have a free, continuous flow of life. He watches over you. He protects you. And he gives you the support you need to go through life successfully. You see? So in that teacup, that water can drain out easily because of all kinds of issues around it. But when that teacup is connected with, say, a pipe to the river, that teacup will never lack water. That is what it means to be connected to Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to strongly remind you of the fact that you, if you haven't yet made a conscious decision to be connected to the man in whom is life, like we read earlier, in him, it says, was life, and that life is the light of man.
Yes.
So there is something spiritual and powerful about life, and also mysterious, that you shouldn't take your life lightly. Think carefully about these things and consider aligning your life with the Creator. And I promise you, it will be very well with you. Your life will not be, you do not have all these constrictions and limitations, and you don't have the ability to replenish it. He says, I will give you life, and it shall be in abundance. You can enjoy your life better with God. That doesn't mean you will not have challenges, you will not have all kinds of things playing out against you or in your life. You will have them. But every time somebody takes a bit of your life, the abundant life replaces it. It adds more. It adds more. And before you know, you can live the full measure of your life. I wish you a very good day as we continue the broadcast. And please keep stay tuned. And God bless you as we prepare to come your way next time with another nice message from the Word of God. Bye-bye.
From Apostle himself. And on this note, we will soon be going to our next topic. We hope you really and truly consider the word you've heard this morning. It's a privilege, an opportunity, and the Lord knows why you tuned in to listen to this word of life this morning. No other one can give you a better life than Jesus Christ. Don't buy to the lies of the devil. You have no power to give yourself a better life. So on this note, we will be soon moving to our next segment because our guest is already in the studio. Social segment anyway. Perspectives on issue plaguing African minority groups in the Netherlands. I'm going to hand over to Apostle Larry Dorkin. Apostle, please, can you come over to the side? Are you want to sit there? All right. As introduction, the position, visibility, and relevance of the minority African nationals living in the Netherlands requires a strategic review and repositioning. In contrast, contrast with other minority groups living in this country, African nationals ought to strive to become more visible and nationally relevant through its people and activities. So in this show, we will like at some of the issues, we will look into some of the issues plaguing the African community and how this should be addressed. Our guest today is Dr. Randus Augusto de Campos Neto, who works with the Ministry of Social Affairs and Work Opportunities in the Netherlands. We will also want to remind you that we are broadcasting right now on 105.2 MHz ITER and 103 cable. And you can as well follow this broadcast online via salto.nl/razo, and then you will be connected. You also feel free to give us a call on the studio line should you have any question for our guest on 020-737-1619. So with all humility, let all our fans this hour help me receive our own person, Mr. Augustus de Campos. Welcome.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you for welcoming me.
Yeah. Well, so let me take it over from here. Well, thank God, you're feeling better now.
Yes.
We're supposed to have had this broadcast last week.
Yes.
You're feeling better, and I see you're looking good also.
Thank you.
Now, you know, the issue of the visibility of minority groups, especially the Africans in this country, is very important. And I think there are different sides to it, but we would like to hear your perspective on it in this discussion. Okay, we believe that you have a wealth of experience and knowledge about the issues affecting minority groups such as the Africans, the Turkish community, the Afro-Caribbeans, et cetera, in this country. Now, how did you come to know so much about all these minority groups that are in the country?
I'm 42 years old, and I used to work here in Amsterdam Southeast for the municipality, for the Stadsdeel Zuidoost, concerned with, I was a policy officer, a policy advisor on public safety and security. And in
out in the street, Razo sounds so sweet. Razo got the power. For everyone, everywhere, every time.
Dit is Razo.
De stem van Radio Amsterdam Zuidoost. Van 's morgens vroeg tot 's avonds laat. 105.2 Ether, 103.8 Kabel. Radio Amsterdam Zuidoost. Of Surinaams?
Razo! Razo!
Afrikaans of Nederlands?
Razo!
Amsterdam, yes, say it loud. Razo voor jong en oud.
Razo! Razo! Razo!
Razo! Razo, de multiculturele radio van Lien.
We thank thee each morning for a newborn day. May work the fields of new mown hay. We thank thee for the sunshine and the air that we breathe, O Lord. We thank thee. Thank thee for the rivers that run all day. Thank thee for the little birds that sing along the way. Thank thee for the trees and the deep blue sea, O Lord. We thank thee. Oh yes, we thank thee, Lord, for every flower that blooms, birds that sing, fish that swim, and the light of the moon. We thank thee every day as we kneel that we were born with eyes to see these things. Thank thee for the fields where the clover is grown. Thank thee for the pastures where cattle may roam. Thank thee for thy love so pure and free, O Lord. We thank thee. Oh, yes, we thank thee, Lord, for every flower that blooms, birds that sing, fish that swim, and the light of the moon. We thank thee every day as we kneel and pray that we were born with eyes to see these things. Yes, we thank thee for the fields where the clover is grown. Thank thee for the pastures where cattle may roam. Thank thee for thy love so pure and so free. The sunshine and the air that we breathe, O Lord, we thank thee. Thank thee for the rivers that run all day. Thank thee for the little birds that sing along the way. Thank thee for the trees and the deep blue sea.
Voor Harvelle.
Every flower that blooms.
U bent afgestemd op de spirit van Zuidoost.
Fish that swim and the light of the moon.
103.8 op de kabel.
Every day.
105.2 in de ether.
And pray.
Via het net razoamsterdam.nl. Het is de maandag van 27 mei. Weer een nieuwe werkdag, weer een nieuwe werkweek. Mijn naam is Patrick alias Biga. Even aan de late kant mag geen nood. Maar we gaan deze werkdag, deze nieuwe werkweek niet beginnen zonder het woord. Natuurlijk, we bless a Viki Gana Razo.
Oh yes, we thank thee, Lord, for every flower that blooms. Birds that sing, fish that swim, and the light of the moon. We thank thee every day as we kneel and pray.
En zo weet ik je adi worto. Aansluiten naar asapatia di manting. En dat we lukken zo het nieuws zo dat in onze eigen suite Zuri Maribo.
Thank thee for the pastures where cattle may roam.
Een suite groet nogmaals. Mijn naam is Patrick alias Biga.
And so free. We thank
Ten taxo. wil ik u prijzen. Te midden van volken, Heer, een loflied zingen tot eer van uw naam. Psalm 18, vers 50, dat na een dagtekst voet in de maandag 27 mei. Wij kunnen niet nalaten te spreken over wat wij gezien en gehoord hebben. Handelingen 4, vers 20, dat na een leerwoord toegevoegd idee. Staf en personeel voor Radio Razo. We wensen allemaal een blessie, Vicky. Stadsdeel, goedemorgen. DWI was witte manten. Pantar UWV. De reinigers mag ik niet vergeten. Het reinigingscentrum. Noord, Zuid, Oost, West. MTB, het is een zonnige day. Aansluitend met ik hier Asapatia direct die mountain.
Yeah.
13 minuten over 11:30. Surinaamse politieke prominenten kunnen borsten nat maken. De prominente Surinamers in een politieke en een invloedrijke functie kunnen hun borst nat maken. Onder de 40 aanbevelingen van Financial Action Task Force, FATF, zijn er expliciet maatregelen zoals vaststellen van de bron van vermogen en middelen vaststellen die op hen van toepassing zijn. Volgend jaar wordt Suriname op de aanbevelingen beoordeeld. Deze categorie personen wordt Political Exposed Person, PEPs, oftewel politieke kwetsbare personen genoemd. Hun overmakingen, stortingen, leningen moeten onder een supervergrootglas worden gelegd. Wereldwijd wordt de corruptie gelinkt aan witwassen van illegaal geld. Prominente politieke, bestuurlijke en invloedrijke personen zijn in hun functie gevoelig voor corruptie en omkoping, blijkt uit het FATF-aanduiding, zoals zodanig opgevat door de Nationale Anti-Money Laundering Commissie in Suriname. Dit bevestigen door analyse en case studies, schrijft de FATF. Internationaal is er een bepaalde verwervenheid gezien. Politieke actieve personen kunnen vanwege hun rol in de politiek makkelijker toegang krijgen tot de uitvoering van financiële transacties. Op deze manier wordt het nationale financieel systeem kwetsbaar. PEPs zijn al in veel landen onderhevig aan verscherpt en cliëntenonderzoek door financiële instellingen. Ook toe CBS wijzen gaat beleid voor kasreserve, vreemde valuta. A centrale bank voor Sernang Sobon CBVS, die Aladdin Directoro. Voor de lokale bank, takiwa wijziging, ik kon ina behoud voorbehouden voor kasreserves. CBVS wani taki a vreemde valuta a kasreserve voor de bangi a moesman tang tapu a soort systeem disi. Dit is volgens gouverneur Robert van Trick nodig om een betere solvabiliteitspositie te hanteren. De Surinaamse Bankiersvereniging zal namens de Algemene Bankzitting hebben in de Strategic and Investment Committee. Deze commissie wordt belast met het investeringsbeleid en een monitoring van de bij CBVS aangehouden kasreservemiddelen. Verplichte kasreserves in euro zullen ten volle bij de CBVS worden aangehouden op een speciale rekening Van de verplichte kasreserves in US dollar zal tenminste de helft bij de centrale bank worden aangehouden op de US kasreservering. Het resterende deel van de US-verplichte kasreserves zullen de algemene banken volgens de richtlijnen van het algemeen voorschrift van 14 februari 2003 aanhouden. Assembleelid Aziz Kumar Gayadin van VAP zei zondag in het programma Wel ingelichte kringen op Radio ABC dat dit geen gezonde zaak is. Het gaat om de vreemde valuta van burgers van Suriname. Als de reserves van het buitenland overgeheveld moeten worden naar de CBVS, gaan de monetaire reserves kunstmatig omhoog. Hij vindt dit een vergaand besluit wat volgens hem een financiële tijdbom is. Ook financiële stelsel zal in elkaar donderen. Er wordt risico genomen met geld van burgers. Suriname moet wakker worden, vindt Gayadin, die bijzonder bezorgd is over de gang van zaken. Hij merkte op dat jarenlang gepoogd wordt om de kasreserves van de handelsbanken te krijgen bij de CBVS. Er is altijd tegenstand geweest, maar nu schijnt het te worden doorgedrukt. Gayadin heeft geen geloof in de Surinaamse bankiersvereniging. En een kopgroep van ruim 200 jongeren hebben zich zondag aangesloten bij de Nationale Democratische Partij, NDP. Zij hebben aangegeven een actieve rol te willen vervullen via de structuren van de NDP Wanica, om zo actief mee te helpen hun district te helpen ontwikkelen. De bijeenkomst werd gehouden onder leiding van Etienne Boereveen, een politieke coördinator Wanica. Voort hebben onder meer vicepresident Ashwin Adin, de minister Rabin Pramisser van Landbouw en Veeteelt en Visserij, Vijay Chotkan van Openbare Werken en Transport en Communicatie en Amsad Abdul, fractieleider NDP, de jongeren toegesproken. We hebben ingezien dat NDP de enige daadwerkelijke democratische en vooral nationale partij is. Die ruimte biedt aan jongeren om te excelleren. De voorbeelden van jongeren in topposities zijn ERSA, parlementariërs, directeuren, ambassadeurs en anderen. Dit kwam naar voren in de presentatie van een groep jongeren op een vergadering van NDP Wanica. De jongeren zeggen niet meer aan de kantlijn te zullen staan en kiezen voor participatie bij de NDP.
Thank you.
zes minuten voor elf. Bouterse vertelt tieners Brokopondo zijn levensverhaal. De legerleiding heeft president Desi Bouterse uitgenodigd om als living legend op te treden in het Surinaams Legermuseum vandaag. Tieners die een bezoek brachten aan het museum in de Memrebuko-kazerne waren verrast geworden door de aanwezigheid van de president. Het staatshoofd heeft met zijn aanwezigheid invulling helpen geven aan Museum 8. In een ontspannend sfeer vertelde Bouterse zijn levensverhaal aan de tieners uit Brokopondo. Hij ging uitgebreid in op vragen van de jeugdigen. Dit meldt het Nationaal Informatie Instituut. Vandaag worden in diverse musea mensen ontvangen. Bezoekers hebben kosteloos toegang tot de verschillende musea. Het thema voor dit jaar is The Night of the Living Legend. De legerleiding koos unaniem de president als Living Legend. President Bouterse heeft naar zeggen van majoor Farid Labibax heel veel gedaan voor het land. De majoor vertelde onder meer over het sportvelden van de president en zijn legerperiode. 4 minuten voor 11. En zo ook de Oekendoro Nakabafu Asapatia di Manting. Maar er is nog meer nieuws op de site hoor. Zoals vaargeul gestremd, geen beloodsing beladen schepen. Scholengemeenschap Quata wint een mat battle 2019. 25-jarig ontwikkelingsvisie pro gepresenteerd. En de laatste 10 dagen van het vasten. Abdul vindt aantijgingen laster en smaak. En tiener brengt een winkelierster kapverwonding toe om een sigaret. Dit alles en nog meer op de site van Surimaribo. Bezoek de site en dan kom je alles tegen.
Ayete bakay lolo,
ayete bakay lolo,
ayete bakay lolo.